question is whether we can prevent them from doing what they did to us last year or not. That's really what I think the whole dilemma that I see is, even though I think your bill has got the best chance, it's still, we want to get a majority for it.
Well,
right,
not only as a supporter of yours for a long, long time, but also as a supporter of education, I'm anxious to get as much of your program through
right.
as I can. The decision was not made by me on the higher education bill, but rather by the chairman of the full public committee chairman group.
Yeah.
Now,
what do you see as the time schedule on these education bills?
Well, we did report out the higher education bill yesterday afternoon, and
yeah.
It was my understanding that this was the wish at the White House and at the department and the leadership here in the House.
It's now in the full committee.
It would be before the full committee if they wish to take it up
yeah.
next Thursday.
I see.
But
I
this
see.
Would be a decision for them.
I see.
I think because we have strong bipartisan support and because of the very large majority that we secured one time, I think it could be passed. And I don't think we have the political pressures on Lister Hill at this point that we did have before.
Well, what is your judgment as to how we, considering what happened last time when the NEA got the Baptist groups and all the others, how do we prevent that repetition?
Well, I wrote the NEA a three-page letter the other day, mainly to put them on the spot in regard to their stand on the religious issue,
yeah.
and received a very unresponsive letter, and then had a visit by their head of Lumley of their congressional liaison office. And as far as the Baptists are concerned, I've accepted three or four speaking engagements at church groups specifically on the theory that I might be able to help on this religious issue. I'm going out there to Detroit next weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I think maybe this is decreased.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. This would be my judgment that there won't be the pressure that there was. If we could keep the rest of the bills in an omnibus package, then again, I think that your program with
yeah.
the support of the Congress and certainly would reflect very favorably on the administration.
Oh, well, I think that this is the best chance we have, this bill. The only problem, as I've said, is really how to prevent to keep the NEA so that at least they can't charge that their point of view was not given a reasonable consideration.
They are being invited up Wednesday to testify on NDEA.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, anyhow, I don't want to take more of your time.
No, I think if we could ever get this thing through, it would be probably one of the two most important measures we can get through, so I'm awfully anxious to see us do it.
Well, I just want to assure you that the language in the New York Times is erroneous.
Thank you very much, though. We appreciate
Thank you, Mr.
that.
President.
Thank you.